this one. All right. The organization Dapod seems very interesting, and it's been here in Vienna for some time. So, could you introduce yourself and your role in this organization, yeah, and a little bit the background of the organization?
Yeah. Okay. My name is Dominik Koptune. I joined the Dapod 2004. The Dapod is an organization where we organize regularly panel discussions, lectures, focused on the topics of culture, cultural politics, art, and also topics of civil society. My role in the Dapod, we are now here three person who organize these things, and we all do work together on the program. It's not a hierarchic structure. We sit together, we think about possibilities, about interesting topics, and then we do it together. To the background, the Dapod was founded in 1994. It's now 15 years old. It has been founded by the so-called curators of the state. It was a system in the early 90s where there have been curators who realized art projects on culture, and one of these projects has been the Dapod. And in the beginning, the Dapod was focused only in art theory and contemporary art. These early years, the Dapod has been based in the now Museum Quartier. It was formerly Messehalle, where the Dapod moved 2001. And with this movement away from the Museumsquartier, now here to the Breitegasse, and with some changing structures in the Dapod, the topics we discuss has been more open. So now we don't have only this things like art theory, we have also this politic topics, cultural politics, civil society themes, but still this art themes, these art topics, it's also always important for us. The financiation of the Dapod, that's I think an important point. The financiation has always been done from the Bund, from Österreich, from the Ministry of Culture, there have been 2000 a new government in Austria, right-wing government, and they have cut the subventions for us and also for other critical, small, important institutions. Afterwards, we had really troubles to continue, and the city of Vienna took the opportunity to help us, and they did till the government from Austria is now not anymore right-wing, but now SPÖ-ÖVP, and now the financiation is so that the city of Vienna and the ministry are both sponsors of us. But I have to say that in 1994 we got three times more money than now. Yeah. So in the early years of the depot, we had the opportunity to invite people from the US, from England, from France, from, I don't know, all over the world. So we could do a very international program. That's not more possible. We are always a little bit struggling with the financial situation. In the last years, we have several times closed, but we are optimistic and we want to continue. that's the background, perhaps. Yeah,
I think the funding issue is very interesting, mm-hmm. probably in the most controversial in the interview. But then I first would like to ask a little bit more than the beginning of the talk. And right from the start, you got a lot of support from the ministry, right?
Absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about, because I'm not very familiar with mm-hmm. the art scene in the early mm-hmm. 90s in Austria. Mm-hmm. What was the situation then, and how come you could generate so much support, and was it so much like response to the situation of the art development then?
Well, yes. I think in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, there have been no room in Vienna, no space, no institution where topics of art could have been discussed. There has been an art scene, a little bit hidden perhaps, more in the private circles. And the idea has been from these curators, namely Stella Rolik, which was the founder of the depot. Now she's the director of the Lantos Museum in Linz. The idea has been to implant such institutions where an open discussion can happen, where important topics of art scene, of art theory can be discussed. And I have to add one more thing. Nobody has to pay for the entrance in the depot. It's absolutely free, and that's an important point too, because we want to be open for everybody, for also for people who have not much money, and who want to join the discourse of art and politics. And this was also the idea of the founder, that an open discussion can happen. And I think this was very important for the scene in the 90s in Vienna. Not only the founding of the depot, also the founding of Basis Wien, exactly. And also the public net base, who have done the first cultural server. And I think if you regard now to the scene in Vienna, you can see also a little bit the result of this of these things, because if you look in a calendar, you have every week a discussions about art. So now the museum itself do these discussions. There are other rooms who does these discussions. And I think that's a result of this initial founding of these small rooms. Even if there is now more discussions in the museum itself, I think this independent room, like the depot, like the Basis and so on, are still important because we are independent. So if a museum does a discussion about a topic, they have a show, for example. Well, they can't be as independent as we can be, I'm very happy that they are more active in these things. But I think, yeah, we are still important.
That's interesting. because in the late 80s and early 90s, there were already the art academy, the museums, and here. Why didn't people think they could push those institutions to be more open, more independent, to do what the founder would like to do instead? And she had this idea to just open a new organization. Yeah.
Well, I think it's always difficult to intervene in structures that exist since years or centuries in Vienna, perhaps. Well, yes, I think it's more easy to found a new independent room than to change structures where have been other. Other interests from parts of the structures.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, also the academy changed in this sense very positively. They have now a very, very good discourse program, also open for everybody. But it's a thing of the last 5 years, perhaps. So. It needed time to, and this big structures are more slowly to change.
Okay. And so if we consider, you know, the coming of the Pope was more like the response to then the situation, and now this, I think the art developments in Vienna has also changed a lot. And the other day I read this statistic of the Museum Quartier. They said they had so many visitors, you know, and so on. And that's one side, but also in general, you know, I'm sure now there are more artists, more galleries, more art spaces.
Of course, yeah.
And in this case, do you think the position of the Pope has somehow also changed it, because, you know, the environment's also been different?
Absolutely, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So I told you that our topics changed a little bit away from this only art thing. Towards cultural things, cultural politics, civil society, but still art too. I think there's not so much difference between art and politics. I think you have think it together also. More together than other would like, and of course, by increasing this theme you described, that there are more rooms, more discourses on the topics of art, we had to reorganize our position. So it's. On the one thing, it's a programmative thing that we also want to do this politics and this civil society themes. On the other hand, it's also necessary because if everybody does two discussions a week about art, so it would be boring. So it's both. It's our convention that it's necessary, and on the other hand, of course, we are looking for new things that has to be discussed and are not discussed.
Because of the topics you would be discussing, has the Pope been involved in political action? You know, because what we have seen in Austria, the politics has really changed it. From different sides, and through this development, and has the Pope taken sides in terms of the politics?
Of the politics?
Yes.
It's a difficult question.
Would this also be the results that you have the budget cuts from the ministry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yes. Of course, we do organize discussions about art politics, politics corresponding to civil society themes and so on. And if we can influence the politics by that discussions, I'm not sure. But it is almost a panel where themes are discussed and where people can inform their themselves. I would say it's more a not a directly influence, but hopefully it's on the on this way about informing, discussing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.